This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 7/10/2018. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. In 1776, an event occurred which would affect the tide of history, every event really since that point till today in some fashion. Although I refer to the Declaration of Independence quite often, that's not what I'm talking about now. I'm talking about the establishment of the Bavarian arm of the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt, in the university there. The modern version of the Illuminati, of course, it's just an extension of an ancient version of this, a very deep, deep-rooted Luciferian-type organization with goals and aims. How do I know this? About 10 years or so after 1776, a messenger bringing instructions, bringing plans, recruiting tools, what have you, for this organization, a messenger on a horse was struck dead by lightning. The Bavarian government was alerted to this by a farmer who found the man. They looked at the documents. There was stuff about poisons, how they were going to poison people, manipulate people, their goal to change the values of society. You know, we talked about outcome-based education yesterday. Well, they talked about outcome-based societies. How would they do that? You know, kind of the genesis of the education system later. They found some of these members. They interrogated them. They found their plan to go throughout all the countries of the world. They tried to alert other governments, and people ignored it for the most part, like it didn't exist. Now, 200 and some odd years later, we've seen the Declaration of Independence grow a little tired because people have forgotten about it. Because as the Illuminati has gained power, has gained control, has twisted the morality of the people of the world, their strength has grown. And the Declaration of Independence, great illuminating moment, has its meaning has lessened to the hearts and minds of the people of this world. The United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, why in the world did we need that? We had the Declaration of Independence, which is the greatest political document ever written, ever, that we have, anyway, in recorded history. The UN Charter starts out very innocuous and sounds very good. I'll read from the beginning of it. It says, whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. It goes on to talk about rights. Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person, not pursuit of happiness, which is your right to possess things, personal property. Although it knows it doesn't say that. You go into Article 29, tells you exactly the difference between this and the Declaration of Independence. These rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. The preamble to our Constitution, which is the continuation of our Charter, which the Charter of our country is the Declaration of Independence. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Notice the people are giving it to the government, to the United States, creating it. The power is always in the people for us and our posterity, the inheritance, what you have been given. In the UN Charter, these rights cannot be exercised. Inalienable. The difference between unalienable and inalienable. Inalienable is not subject to control. Unalienable means not able to be controlled at all. So inalienable means these rights are there. They're not subject to control by the government until they are, which Section 29 makes very clear. These rights cannot be exercised contrary to the will and purposes of the United Nations. Who is the God under the United Nations? It is the United Nations. What is the charter of the United Nations? Well, there really is, I guess there, you could say a little bit, some of the organizations UN came through to start, but it's backdoor satanic plans for the overthrow of all rights and all freedoms in the world. Why am I giving you this little history lesson? One, because this is real history. And this is the things that have touched upon, that have colored every event, every major event in history. It's the hidden history behind the cause and effect of our world. We have seen now, I was very upset last night. I don't know how you guys felt or did or not, did feel or did not feel or even hear. Brett Kavanaugh was nominated to the Supreme Court. We saw President Trump get up and say a lot of flowery words about originalist construction of the Constitution, how important the Constitution is. We want to follow the Constitution as written. We don't want to enact laws from the bench, which that's what's been going on. It's pretty obvious. Skull and Bones members of the Illuminati, members that have been touched by the Illuminati. George Washington wrote about this. The Jacobins, who were influenced and funded by the Illuminati to influence government and to get their hands into every aspect of our lives. George Washington wrote about that. Is this what we're seeing in the judiciary? Is this what we have seen in the Supreme Court? I bring this up because the principles and what's at stake, these are the principles, the Declaration of Independence. These are the only principles. This is the only reality. This is the only construct that will deliver us from the state that we are in. There is no other solution. I've heard many people talk. I've heard many radio show people talk. There is no other solution. These are the principles of heaven. This is the glory of the United States. This is the uniqueness. Now we have a man, supposedly the follows the Constitution, in some of his decisions. He says he is fine. He says the government's pension to gather metadata from the American people is congruent with the Fourth Amendment. Really? Congruent with it? He says that the illegal immigrants have a right to an abortion, just like the Constitution guarantees that life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and abortion. I didn't read that in there. Did I have to pay for it? And the march and the push, just like in 1776, just like in the 1780s, the Jacobins, the funding coming from the Illuminati, coming from these Luciferians that have plans to take your soul, to take your freedom, to take your divinity. Don't you get it? Like Ares, the Greek mythology. Ares didn't, Roman mythology. Is it Roman or Greek? I go back and forth. I mix them up anyway. Ares was mad at Zeus. It's Greek mythology. Ares was mad at Zeus for giving man fire, so to speak. The gods, Greek mythology. See, that's a classical education. That's why we talked about this with Charlotte Iserby. This is classic thing to be exposed to this, because the inherent deep-seated messages, even if you don't believe it, the deep-seated messages in Shakespeare and Greek mythology and Latin and in Greek languages and all these things that have been in the history that have been taken out of us have been designed to rip our inheritance, to rip out what makes us divine. To change the history of mankind and to reshape it into something else. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, Antichrist does not mean against Christ in the Bible, the Greek word. It means to replace Christ. And so the system, Ares wanted to show Zeus, wanted to show the gods that they had made a mistake to give man fire, to give man speech, imagination, to descend. God loved man so much, and now we're going to the Bible, they mirror each other in many ways. God loved man so much that he did what? He became man. And as he became man, then Lucifer wanted to take the kingdom, the throne. Where is the throne? Where do you find God? Inside? Where do you find divinity in this world? Where do you find it? Inside you. And science is proving this. And science is proving that Darwin is a fool. and the school system, the outcome-based education to change our value system, the Illuminati plan has to change that value system of who you are, of your loyalty, of your preference, of your conviction of something greater than we see in this world. They have to take that away and use immorality to do it, to lower us to the level of a beast, so that they can then come in, like Greek mythology, Ares, to control us, to create war, to create death, to have us worship them as Ares, as the giver of knowledge. Ares wanted to be God. Lucifer wanted to be God. Lucifer wanted the throne. This Kavanaugh, as Judge Napolitano, probably anybody on TV about constitutional, any major TV outlet, Judge Napolitano is who I respect on the Constitution, I would say, more than anybody. He says about this pick, he's very disappointed in President Trump. He is straight out of the establishment. I'll go further. He's neocon. He's a Bush appointee. He's a Bush friend, rubs elbows with them. His wife was secretary to George Bush. He's buddies with Karl Rove. You can see the pictures. At the crucial time, will this man turn on us? And we've heard it say that Roe versus Wade is safe and all these things. But can you read the Constitution? They've used the judiciary for how many years to reshape our country, and Roe versus Wade and the damage that has caused. We're not talking about rights or not rights. This is a state decision. I'm not trying to tell you if to have an abortion or not have an abortion. I'm not trying to force you to. Anyway, I don't agree with them, except in very rare cases. But I'm not trying to tell you that, but that's a state decision. It's lawless what's been going on. And to have this judge, he's already ruled that the Fourth Amendment and the evisceration of our privacy by the government and the hoarding of data in the NSA building there in Utah, where Facebook is talking about now putting a place next to it. This is extremely troubling. If you were going to try to play devil's advocate or try, although I don't, that's not what I see. We're forced to be put in that position now with this decision. If I was going to say anything about this to make me feel better, maybe it'll make you feel better, possibly. Perhaps Trump made a deal with Kennedy to go ahead and retire, and I'll appoint who you want me to, your court clerk, Kavanaugh. That's the only thing good we can say. That's the only thing that I can say about this. This is a swamp. You know, Trump's supposed to drain the swamp, and we've seen some of the appointees. You know, and there's been other things. Some of the Wall Street people, they've actually helped on some of the trade agreements and some of the things that we're dealing with. I can see how those people actually helped in some ways. There's lots of other people he could have picked that would follow the Constitution. We'll be right back. We got news, and then we have Joseph Tartofsky come in. He has a book out, The Lives of the Constitution. Dave Stetzer, EMF Radiation, Stetzer Meters. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I hope that you're not as down as I have been about this election. Trump had a chance to, you know, they said, well, whoever he nominates, if he nominates somebody really conservative, they won't get through. Listen, this is the time. He will never have more leverage than right now. The Democrats, they want to oppose them. There's three of them that can't oppose them. The one in West Virginia is one of them. What's his name? Manchin? I can't remember. There's three senators that can't oppose this because they'll really risk losing their reelection bid. You have all the Republicans. You know, there's a couple women that senators that are afraid abortion's going to get overturned. Well, abortion should be, Roe versus Wade should be overturned. That the federal government, now I have to pay for people's abortions. It's a natural right from the time a woman's born into this world. They have a right to it. It should be overturned. I mean, is it time we just said that? Can I say that without offending women? Can I be pro-woman and say that? I think I can, right? I shouldn't have to pay for people's abortions. There, I said it. Does that make me anti-woman? No, come on. They twisted our whole logic, and somehow I'm against women if I'm against Roe versus Wade. It should go back to the states, and the states make this decision. That's the law. He could put the most conservative, you know, Hardeman, from what I could tell, I haven't delved deep into these people, but the one woman he could possibly nominate, Barrett, she seemed pretty conservative. She seemed pretty originalist. She hasn't been in there long enough to see her decision, but from what I've seen, I think any of the three, Kettledge, Hardeman, Barrett, would have been much better than Kavanaugh. This shows that it's a swamp pick. That's what it is. It's a swamp pick on something so important. Look, I've been willing to give pass on certain things. When it comes to the Supreme Court, the Constitution, the push and the tide, the conservative push of the court, I am not this is the line in the sand. And let me get to the news, and we'll probably talk about it more. Joseph Tartakovsky will be on here in about 10 minutes. Another alert in the United Nations, the small arms treaty that, of course, we've been talking about, small arms, guns, whatever, they want to regulate them all. Now they are adding ammunition to this, and the UN did not object. Nikki Haley, what's Nikki Haley doing? Well, and then a couple of the articles I read, the one out of... where is it? Activist Post. Not Activist Post. Another article I read said that the U.S. couldn't, there's nothing they could do about it. They just had to go along with it. Well, then we don't need to be involved in the United Nations. Do you see? Do you see this twist? How these leeches, these little leeches that we have onto us, and we wonder why our country doesn't change. We wonder why things don't change when we're sleeping with the enemy, so to speak. When we don't have conviction about things. Well, it does so much good. No, it doesn't do good. The United Nations is a ruse, is an Illuminati ruse to take your soul and to control your soul. That's the ultimate aim. And they're trying to use these unelected body of government to take your constitutional authority and inheritance and power that your forefathers gave to you. That ensured, they didn't give to you. They ensured its protection for you. You have no constitutional rights. Your rights are unalienable. Unalienable, not inalienable. Two different words. Notice one is in the Declaration of Independence and one is in the UN Declaration Charter on Human Rights. Two different things. This is the most important thing that you can teach your children about their future, about political future. And yet, how many schools are even saying anything like this that I'm telling you? And this is basic information from 100 years ago. This is basic information. This was accepted information in schools. I'm not putting myself up like some hero. I'm very upset today. I'm very on edge. This is not a good sign at all. Like I've continually said, I hope that you know this. I don't have a picture of Donald Trump on my wall. His election marks a turning point in our country. This is a crossroads, an opportunity. Yes, there's many good things he's done. Just like Daniel Estulin said, our boats are going in the same direction in many ways right now. And we need to kind of grab on out of the water and kind of roll with it so we can, and then pull ourselves up out of the shore and then cast these boats off. That's what we need to do. Ethiopia and Eritrea restore ties after 20 years of enmity. 20 years of enmity of war there in Africa. That's very good. Hamas increases training ahead of a possible war with Israel. You have China pledging $20 billion in loans to the Middle East, aid for Palestine. You see how China is fomenting, you know, what they're doing with North Korea, keeping the conflict there, funneling money into the Middle East to the Palestinians. And whether you agree with Israel or Palestinians, I think both of them have flaws with their point of view, but you get my point. Some really good articles. I'm sorry we're not going to be able to get to today. Australian experiment wipes out over 80% of disease-carrying mosquitoes. Now, that's a pretty cool story. Check out that on more at thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned. Joseph Tartakovsky on the other side.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a meeting of his cabinet today. Among the topics will be his trip to Europe and a preview of a new White House workforce initiative. Russia is still a big topic on everyone's mind, including our 2018 midterm elections. Senator Marco Rubio talked about keeping our elections credible.
But we have to prevent that from happening in the future by hardening our election infrastructure, by being aware of what Russia under Vladimir Putin does, and by putting in place something called the Deter Act, which is a bipartisan law I offered a few months ago that I hope we can pass, which will require specific and significant sanctions if he does this again.
Today at the White House press briefing, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was again asked about President Trump. Today at the White House press briefing, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked again about the president being tough on Russia.
Look, I think the president, as he has said many times before, has been tougher on Russia than anybody. I think you can see that in all of the actions that he's taken.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To the Power Hour. I'd like to remind you of thepowermall.com, all the great products that we support, that sponsor us, that you've known for 20-plus years from Joyce Riley on up to present day, that really make a difference in your life, thepowermall.com. We do have some specials, so next hour I'll talk about them. We'll have more time. We are going to be joined now by Joseph Tartakovsky. He is a James Wilson Fellow in Constitutional Law at Claremont Institute. That's a pretty prestigious title, very good for him. His writing has appeared in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and Los Angeles Times. Prolific writer. He is a lawyer, he has served as a Deputy Solicitor General of Nevada and as a law clerk to federal appellate judge. Maybe we'll ask him about the Kavanaugh nomination. We're very happy to welcome Joseph Tartakovsky to the Power Hour. Welcome, Joseph.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. We love constitutional perspectives, maybe a little different, maybe a little unknown. It's a pretty impressive book to cover. The Lives of the Constitution is the name of the book. 10 Exceptional Minds That Shaped America's Supreme Law. In the jacket, the first sentence, it says, a fascinating blend of biography and history. You got me already, Joseph. He tells the epic and unexpected story of our Constitution through the eyes of 10 extraordinary individuals. So we'll talk a little bit about them. Give me the kind of genesis. Why did you write this book? Why is it important now?
What I wanted to do was to show Americans how much they had to be proud of with respect to their Constitution. I mean, the place you have to start is with the fact that we have now been living under this 18th century Constitution for over 230 years. No people on earth has ever lived under a written charter longer than we have. It turns out that the average length of a national constitution since ours took effect has been 19 years. And I wanted to figure out how we pulled it off.
Oh, very good. Well, how did we? Let's start there. Was there a specific person? You have 10 people in your book that you have highlighted here. Was there a specific event or something that really captured you?
Well, I try to cover the way I went about such an epic story with the story of the American people under the Constitution was through the biographical method. I picked 10 people at various junctures in our history, representing very different tendencies, different backgrounds, some judges, some not. Two of them are not even American. And I tried to follow their adventures through life and the world in which they moved and see what they can teach us today. I mean, of course, you have to start with the founding. I have two founders in there. But, I mean, I could just say this at the outset, that the Constitution's text is, of course, critical. It's, in my view, the best ever written. But it would be a mistake to think that it's only because we have that good text, that the founders gave us these institutions, and that the only task is just to loyally follow them. It's much more complicated than that. Every generation has to reacquaint itself with the Constitution. And we have a constitutional culture that we've developed. It begins with the founders. But without that culture, by that I mean a series of assumptions and habits and traditions and loyalties. Without that, the Constitution would not have endured. The text is not enough. And we know that because this is what happens in other countries. I'll just give you one example. I lived in Russia for a period. Russia has a constitution that, like ours, purports to guarantee free speech and free press. And I was living there when the state took over the last independent TV station. And the Russians just shrugged. And the extraordinary thing was that they didn't care because they never had a free press. And so they have the right text, but they do not have the culture that makes it a meaningful thing.
Let me ask you a question like that. That's a very good point. I don't know if preached is the word, but if we don't have these convictions, these principles, they're meaningless. I mean, the Constitution only lives in our hearts and minds. You highlight two founders, the first two, James Wilson and Alexander Hamilton, one well-known, obviously, and Wilson very less known. Tell us something about Wilson that maybe we don't know.
Yeah, Wilson, without question, by the way, that's very well put about how the Constitution lives in our hearts and minds. That's a very fine way to put it, because it's true. Without that, it would not exist. It does not go of itself. So James Wilson is the most important founder that no one's ever heard of. Here are some of his claims to fame. He was, next to James Madison, the most important figure at the Constitutional Convention, as a driving mind, as a debater, and as a sort of philosopher of the regime they were creating. He was one of only six men to sign both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. He gave the first constitutional law course under the Constitution, and his lectures are as good as the infinitely more famous Federalist Papers. And he served on the first Supreme Court. I think he is the deepest thinking founder that we have. I mean, he's clearly James Madison's rival, but in important ways, James Wilson predicted things even better. One of the things that James Wilson talked about, which is, as it bears on our discussion about this culture, is that he talked about how important it would be to have certain tendencies like generosity, integrity, truthfulness, a sense of fair play. These are concepts that make the Constitution work. And these are things that you can't put them in the Constitution, the text. You can't say everyone has to be honest or something like that. But much in the way that driving on the freeway, people just follow the speed limit for the most part, not because they're scared that there's going to be a speed trap every mile, but just because that's just the way we do it. That we're all in this together. We're all trying not to crash and hurt each other. And there's no way that you could enforce the speed limit unless people were behaving in that way. I think that's very much true of the Constitution as well.
Let me ask you a question then, or maybe you confirm or deny what I'm about to say. It's a quasi-question. A lot of the founders, was it Adams who says the Constitution is only made for moral people, or religious? I think he said religious and moral people. Is that why the First Amendment, the religious protections, it was almost like the religious bodies, the churches, whatever you want to call it, this higher belief that was inherent so much in our founding generation, that was as critical to the Constitution's success as anything? I mean, do you get that feeling? That's what these founders felt. That's what James Wilson felt.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I'll say this: for the founders, they believed that to have a self-governing people, you had to have a people that had a sense of justice and of right and of moral and upright conduct. That's what they believed. That you can't just have laws that save the people from themselves. When it came to the Constitution, it gets slightly more complicated in this sense. They believe that religion was very important, was critical. I don't think they would have been able to imagine life without a preeminent role for people's faith. But when it comes to the laws, they were very much of the view that you had to have I don't want to use separation because that's just a freighted word, but there was a difference. The experience of the English people had been one of religious warfare, and in the colony too, where you had establishment. I mean, they knew actual establishment of church, where you get fined for not attending Anglican or Presbyterian services, whatever it may be. And so the actual places in the Constitution that discuss religion, in the First Amendment with free exercise and no establishment, and also in the no religious test clause, the teaching there is one of neutrality, of not allowing people to use religion as a weapon in order to assert political power.
Let me interject. Allow me to interject right there, because that's one of the great paradoxes. And I agree. This is fascinating. And the little bit that I've read, I mean, this is really interesting books. If you like history, you like the Constitution, this is a really good book for you. What you just said is a great paradox. There's no establishment of religion where it doesn't come as a weapon, but yet they wanted the free exercise of religion because it guaranteed their freedom almost, or it was essential to the freedom. My question is, what would James Wilson say? He was on the Supreme Court. What would he say about some of the religious decisions we've seen and kind of the erasing of religious emblems or the people's ability, like school, you can't pray, or school, you can't talk about God? What do you think he would say about that? We got about a minute before the break.
I wouldn't have made any sense to them. They wouldn't have made any sense to them in the sense that they were comfortable with religion in schools and pretty much everywhere else. I think the thing they would have been familiar with is if you had forced, compelled denominational prayer in a school. That if you force people of different Christian faiths to adhere to like a very specific doctrine or a specific form of prayer, they knew about that, and that was, worse.
Very, very interesting. I'm really enjoying this interview. John Tartakovsky, the book is The Lives of the Constitution. Yep. And you can get it at Amazon, everywhere books are sold, correct? Or Joseph, you can get it at Amazon.
Yeah,
where's the best place
Amazon.
To get it?
Amazon. Barnes & Noble, or you can go to your local bookstore and ask for it. They can order it and get it there in a few days.
Very good. Stay tuned.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
We're talking to Joseph Tartakovsky. I said John before. I apologize. Joseph Tartakovsky, the book is The Lives of the Constitution, 10 Exceptional Minds That Shaped America's Supreme Law. Pretty interesting. James Wilson, who we talked about. You put a couple foreigners in here, which was pretty interesting. Alexis Tocqueville. Let's talk about Tocqueville a little bit. Why did you include Tocqueville? What can we learn from the famous Tocqueville?
Well, I wanted to bring in some foreigners because foreigners can see our country in a way that we can't. I thought they would be able to provide special insights. What I did is I wrote a chapter that I have both Tocqueville and a man named James Bryce, who was a Scotsman who came from the United Kingdom to study America. And they both wrote books that attempted to explain America to Europe. And for a while, Bryce's book and Tocqueville's book were rivals for the best book ever written about the United States. Tocqueville obviously has since eclipsed Bryce. The most interesting thing about Tocqueville is that he didn't actually like America all that much. I mean, we know that because he had an American assistant who was helping him, and he thought he was sort of sour on democracy in many respects. He just believed that democracy was coming to the world and to France, and he, as a nobleman, wanted to know what France had to hope or fear from it. So he came here, and it's an extraordinary thing, really. I mean, this guy, in his 20s, spends 271 days in this country. That's it. And then writes a book that many consider is the best book ever written about this country, that captures our essence, that is endlessly quoted, that, and as it bears on his influence on the Constitution, that has been cited by 10,000 judges in 10 times as many cases as sort of explaining something essential about America, including by the U.S. Supreme Court. So that's what makes Tocqueville interesting, and the way he compared American culture and American politics to his native French politics and culture.
Fascinating. Give us a little glimpse about Tocqueville. If he captured America so much, what is something that he said about us?
Well, he would do things like this. He would come to America and say, "This is the most incredible thing. This voluntarism that Americans believe that they can solve their own problems without government." And so he says, for instance, that America has no fire department. I don't know if that was strictly true, if we could believe Ben Franklin, but he says, you know, when a fire breaks out, all the neighbors just rush in and put out the fire. It's not like that in France. Or he was amazed at how the temperance movement was getting underway and how, you know, people would march around swearing off alcohol, whereas he said in France the customary thing would be to sort of petition some minister to ban alcohol. You know, you go to government. He was amazed at how self-governing we were. And he was amazed at how there was this sort of equality that was just a fundamental fact of American life, equality in politics and in professions everywhere. You know, that you'd have, I mean, he lived in a world where nobles, kings, you know, you never mingled with the people that you were supposed to be governing. But here in America, you have a governor, he lives next door to, you know, to you, the voter. He was amazed at how a Secretary of State wouldn't be embarrassed to talk about his brother, the grocer. A district attorney would shake hands with a prisoner. Waiters would sit down at the table with the customers. This sort of equality, social, but that manifested itself in politics, too. And that was the basis of our regime.
How is it, if Tocqueville was alive today, he could time travel, whatever, what would he say about America now? How has it changed?
From his day, I mean, some of his predictions were very good. He anticipated a war with Mexico. He anticipated a civil war. I think that he worried about us becoming exhausted with politics. That's just one of the qualities he noticed, this way that we ask a lot of ourselves. We have constant elections, for instance. I mean, not just for federal elections, but just, every person of power, pretty much, especially true in his day, where there were no bureaucracies. I mean, everyone in power had to be elected. And he wondered how long we'd be able to tolerate that. He talked about presidential elections. And we remain one of the few countries on Earth where we invest one human being with all the executive power of the whole country. And he talked about presidential elections as being a period of national crisis, which seems very true to me. And it's like, this is what happens with elections. Elections in his day, you know, there was like maybe like a 3-month period. Now it kind of like stretching out a year and a half. But I think he'd be surprised at how well we're doing, as a matter of fact.
That is that idea about getting, you know, worn down by democracy or whatever word you use there. I thought that's very interesting. And that being in America, we probably lose that perspective, how much we are involved and how much did our founders, would you say that that's what they had planned, or did they have an idea, something different? It would evolve to something different going back to the beginning. What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, we've always struggled, specifically with sort of politics in general. You know, the one thing that's very clear about the founding era versus, or at least the founders, their presupposition, is that they didn't anticipate the idea of parties. They knew what parties were. England had them, but they thought that we would be able to sort of avoid them. That you wouldn't have everything, just like all politics, be cut in two between sort of two mostly equal poised parties. Of course, the party sort of arose within a few months of the Constitution taking effect. I think Tocqueville might have been surprised at how politics seems to invade so many different spheres in life. That it's not like there's the political realm and then there's much else, but that people have come to identify by their party. I mean, people are commenting on this today. That felt like in Tocqueville's day, you say, "Who are you? What are you?" And someone said, "Like, oh, I'm like a Massachusetts man or a Catholic." There'd be like some geographical or religious identification, but people's sort of primary identification now is a partisan one, and that's because the country has been sort of, we've become more unified or nationalized. I mean, regional differences are important. So like a Republican in Missouri will have a lot in common with a Republican in California. Or maybe they'll have more in common in terms of like their basic values, their faith, their views on guns and all else. Whereas, you know, the Democrats in each of those two different states, even though they're across the country, would have much more a pleasant conversation at a cocktail party.
That is extremely interesting. Do you think that that's hurt America in some ways? I think the separation in America, the geographical uniqueness of each state and the power invested in each state, that kind of kept power from consolidating to the federal government. Do you think that's been a negative? Got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, in some sense, like, it's good to have sort of a generalized American culture. Like, we all like baseball, we all like apple pie, but the partisanship is not a healthy thing.
We're coming to a break, and Joseph, you're okay with one more segment, correct?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I want to talk some more about this. This is a very cool book. Very cool interview. Very cool person. Very glad you came on, Joseph. The Lives of the Constitution, 10 Exceptional Minds That Shaped America's Supreme Law. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. More from the book, thepowerhour.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.